Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They took their wieners out.
Comedian Todd Glass going to phone the program. Got a Netflix special out. We love Todd. He'll be phoning a little later on this morning. Also in the studio, comedians Nick Allen and Craig Peters. Craig's in town with Tammy Pescatelli, who will be here tomorrow. And we're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire Facebook broadcast. The podcast is Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. And Alexa, tell that skinny bitch to... Todd mentioned
I don't know.
That.
She's kind of round.
Yeah, but she's still skinny, though. She's still skinny.
She looks like a Pringles can.
Really does.
Wow.
Yes, we're insulting electronics.
Yeah. Wow.
Functional.
Alexa likes the show. She'll tell you.
She's certainly not as thin as Siri.
No, you're right.
Someone should make a little curvier version and name it whatever.
Okay.
Linda.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you're into.
Needs to
Who's
come
Linda?
Out.
Who's Linda?
Well, she's a curvier version of Alexa.
All right.
That makes sense, actually.
Doesn't
I'm
it?
Surprised there hasn't been a some sort of
I hesitate to say.
Yeah.
Since you're giving it a female name, they're obviously trying to make it sexy.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, Alexa.
Make it curvy.
Hey, Alexa.
Put a cute little outfit on it.
Enable Todd and Tyler. Well, then you're free.
That'll be the next thing.
I guarantee you there are guys in love with their Alexa.
Oh yeah.
There are single guys in their apartments talking to Alexa like that show. I never see that movie. But he falls in love with a disembodied voice, right?
What's worse, trusting a secret to your dog or trusting your secrets to Alexa?
Oh, we did talk about that yesterday. How people tell their dogs things. Don't tell Alexa the peanut butter secret.
Sometimes she might narc.
The dog will keep quiet about peanut butter.
No, I think Alexa blabs.
That's what I said. Don't tell Alexa.
You probably don't want to tell Alexa.
No, I think Alexa is listening.
Would you like some peanut butter?
She's listening to you all the time.
That is still a little off-putting to me. But that's old guy. You got to get over that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that too. It is old guy. Got to get over it. But I know so many people that have
like self-driving cars.
Yeah, I'm not going to get over that. Although we had an email from a guy that took a picture of a car with nobody driving. Used to live here, lives in Phoenix, still listens to the program, which you can anywhere. And he took a picture of that car we were talking about. Apparently they pick up blind people a lot. But how's the blind guy get to the car? That's what I thought.
Same way they get everywhere else.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm an idiot.
Someone would
but
probably help
how do they
them.
Know there's nobody in the car?
Why did the blind guy cross the road?
To get to the self-driving vehicle. I know that joke. It's old as a hill.
Hilarious. It is.
It was never funny, but it was a good joke.
Never funny, but somehow it became a classic.
It did become a classic, yeah. All right. It's an oldie, but a goodie if you listen.
It is an oldie.
Wow, it's an oldie.
A couple minutes, seconds.
Yeah. Was on this date in 1865, Congress approved the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
Is that the one we want to get rid of?
They abolished slavery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They do want to get rid of that.
In the United States.
They do want to get rid of that.
Sad, sad day in America.
Yes, it was.
It was also on this date in 1865.
That was a job killer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was.
Right there.
What?
Well, no.
No.
Free labor went away.
Actually, it created a lot of jobs.
Right.
But, business guys had to pay.
Right.
They had to pay for people to work for him, and that's
we don't
sad,
like that.
That's a sad day.
Yeah, that'll get prices up.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because people should work for rich guys for free.
Yeah, cotton went up that day, right?
Well, yes, there were more jobs created. There was another job created that very same day. It was on this date in 1865 again. General Robert E. Lee was named Commander-in-Chief of the Confederate Armies.
Oh, so they were ready to start stuff.
Yeah, so the amendment abolishing slavery on this date in 1865.
That was enough.
General Robert E. Lee, Commander-in-Chief of the Confederate Armies, this date, 1865. Yeah.
But the war didn't have anything to do with slavery.
Had pretty much everything to do with slavery.
They just happened to name a commander-in-chief the same day that they repealed slavery. That was pure coincidence.
It totally.
Yeah.
And you would be a fool not to. I'm sounding like Craig all the time now. Yeah. I did horse hockey, and you'd be a fool not to know that. I got to stop that.
You do.
I do. You're just sheeping on me.
Yeah.
More than usual.
Ew.
No, ew. You know better.
You know better.
It's about states' rights.
Shut up. Are you reading that in the email already?
No, I'm just telling
what
you.
What happened? What was wrong?
Just telling you.
Oh, everything.
How I feel.
All right. That's right.
Just giving you a dose of the truth.
That's true.
Well, you have a hard time handling that.
Well, I imagine you heard this story. Hillary is a bad person because she should have fired a former staffer for inappropriate conduct during her 08 presidential campaign.
Yeah, that's 8 years ago.
This is a big story.
Yeah.
Well, some people try to make it a big story. I saw it too, and I thought, okay, well, you know, I don't really care what she does anymore. And I know there's all the all the sexual harassment.
See, that's the trouble.
It doesn't mean anything to me because the guy in chief is a sexual harasser. You see what they did in front of his building yesterday? His hotel in D.C.? You know, they come by with those signs where they shine on the people's, they can't stop them because they shine it on the building?
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently a woman's group did that in front of his hotel last night before the State of the Union.
Oh.
Saying he's accused of molesting 20 women or something like that. The president, excuse me. Sorry.
Well, but he says he's not
guilty. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So, all you got to do is say that and you're fine.
Yeah. So get over that. Yeah.
He says he didn't do it.
And stop shining stuff on innocent people.
No, it's on a building. Yeah.
In a long Facebook post, Hillary explained that when she heard about this staffer and his inappropriate conduct, she only demoted and punished the employee partly because she believes in second chances. New York Times reported that Clinton kept this senior advisor, Burns Strider, after a young...
Nobody names their kids Burns anymore.
No, they don't.
They don't, man. That used to be a real popular... When we were kids, I had a bunch of Burns in my school. No.
Senior advisor Burns Strider.
It was burnouts.
Oh, they were burnouts.
After a young female staffer accused him of sexual harassment. Clinton says she's still bothered by her decision to keep Burns on the staff despite the strong objections of her campaign manager.
I'm just surprised a guy named Burns is a Democrat. It sounds like such an upper crust name, doesn't it? I mean, hey, Burns, get in here.
Oh, he's a toad, too.
Is he? Yeah. Yeah, I saw he was. Yeah, like most molesters are. They really are. They're toads.
Yeah, and the dude.
Because, the other dudes can get chicks.
They can.
So the toads tend to freak out.
They can. That's the trouble.
Right.
Yeah, sounds like a total Republican.
With the name Burns, yeah.
Co-founder and president of the lobbying group American Values Network. That sounds really Republican.
It does.
Yeah, nowadays.
But apparently it's not.
Apparently it wasn't, yeah. You can be an American and be a lefty too, Todd.
It's run by a guy. No,
not a good one.
No, you can't.
Oh, that's right.
You can't be a true one.
That's true.
Jeez.
Yeah, you can live in America and be a lefty.
But you're
take advantage of all the things the righties have given you.
Yeah.
All the things they've fought for.
I forgot.
Something that we did not mention. In the Razzies, apparently the Transformers is the movie that everyone hates.
Right.
Sure.
I don't watch any of those, but that's fine.
Why wouldn't you?
Transformers The Last Night. nominated for 9 Razzies, the worst films in Hollywood.
Yeah, I don't think I've bothered to watch more than 10 minutes of a Transformers
movie. No, that's 10 minutes more than I've watched.
Well, once you see T.J. Miller get killed in the one.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
I didn't even see that. Yeah, I was watching Office Christmas Party again last night, though, for a while. That's a great
movie. And I like T.J.
It's a great movie.
Normally, that's reason enough for me to watch a movie.
But T.J.
T.J. or somebody we know is in it.
He dies right away in that.
Yeah, he dies early.
In Office Christmas Party, he's everywhere.
Well, that's even more of a reason to, I can handle 10 minutes of my Transformers.
Yeah,
But no. I have no desire.
I don't think he cares.
Same with the one we were discussing yesterday, Pacific Rim, but Push pointed out to me that there's people inside the Transformers.
So you had me at Rim.
Suddenly, I'm intrigued.
I watched on YouPorn a thing called Pacific Rim, a whole different thing, whole different movie.
Other movies up for Razzies, 50 Shades Darker.
That was a parody, right? I didn't watch any of that either.
No, that was the second one.
The second one. Oh, the parody's 50 Shades.
And there's a third one coming out this year.
Yeah. I saw the previews of that in the trailers.
On Valentine's Day.
Yeah, they've all come out on Valentine's Day.
It's mommy porn.
Yeah.
A little spanking for Valentine's.
Damn right.
Valentine's, sorry.
It is Valentine's.
I believe this is the last one.
Yeah, I saw her on
that. I think it was 3.
Yeah, that's
true. She's hot, though, but I can't watch those movies.
The trailer's
Mr. Skin. I just watch Mr. Skin.
This is the end.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least they lead you to believe that this is the last. There's no more sequels.
Hmm.
Wow. Where are we going to get our mommy porn now?
I stuck to the tape.
Internet?
Fan fiction. You got to read fan fiction.
Also, The Mummy and Baywatch. Oh, you don't read that fan fiction in a book, do you?
Where'd you read that fan fiction?
Did you read that in some book?
Yeah.
Some book.
The disdain for book in that from Joe Apayo is just great. Did you educate yourself? Did you read a book?
What'd you do? Went out and learned something today?
An idiot.
And see, I kind of want to see the Baywatch movie.
It apparently got abused. I heard it was funny, though.
Yeah, I did,
too. I heard it was funny.
I mean,
so I'm not always into these things.
You gotta temper your expectations
for stuff like that.
These.
Right, right.
You know, don't go into Baywatch expecting Scarface.
No. So you say that about Baywatch, but you won't say that about a kid's movie.
No, because
adjust your expectations.
I do.
Well, I do.
I try to get through it without, you know.
Then you're not adjusting them properly.
Okay, is Baywatch one of those movies where they try to be true to the TV show?
It's a kind of a parody.
It's a parody.
It's like a Starsky and Hutch take on it.
Okay, because I like the Starsky and Hutch. Yeah, at least the angle.
Yeah, there's actually it's a wink, wink, nudge, nudge version of what those movies usually are.
It's kind of self-aware.
They're not completely. They're not like the Brady Bunch movies. I thought were the best ones of those because they were just complete parodies. But these are more self-aware and with comedy thrown in.
Yeah,
right,
they're in on the joke.
Right. I can't wait for the new Charles in Charge movie.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah, that'll be
when
fun.
When the 24-year-old hits on the 14-year-old.
26.
Oh, he was 26.
I believe. Yeah. I believe there's 12 years there.
Yeah.
And she was 14?
14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she claims that started when she was 14.
Yeah.
Bad things started when she was 14.
I stuck to the tape, but I'm never going to play that one.
You can't.
That's not really, especially the way you said it. I will say Todd asking for mommy porn, though.
There's a plan to get people from Kansas City to St. Louis in under an hour. Hyperloop is what they're calling it.
Is that a bit, I mean, I realize that's a main highway. I've done that trip a few times. But why it to be that fast?
Yeah.
I mean, both cities are fine cities. I got no problem with KC and St. Louis.
But who's in a hurry to get to either place?
Yeah, when I hear they're building the loop from San Francisco to L.A., it makes sense to me for some reason. Business, I don't know. Maybe I'm being an elitist here. But
maybe.
Kansas City to St. Louis, I live in Omaha.
You got to start somewhere.
I live in Omaha, so how about we put one from Omaha to Kansas City? That'd be kind of nice.
Well,
avoid that trip.
Maybe Omaha to Chicago.
Well, that'd be cool.
Well, because there's more people in both Kansas City and St. Louis.
Now if we add Chicago and Omaha, we're bigger.
But we're talking Kansas City and
Chicago
St. Louis.
Helps us. Chicago
and
helps us.
Keeping everything in the state of Missouri.
How fast are you going to go?
Well, they want to make that trip in an hour.
How far? What's it take now?
Across the state.
2.5, 3.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That sounds about right. 2.5, 3, yeah.
Maybe more.
Yeah, so, I mean, if nothing else, I think that'd be cool.
Well, I think that we definitely need quicker, you know, trains in this country, but nobody wants to do that.
I'm old-fashioned.
They did a story the other day.
I hate fast transit.
3.5 hours via I-7.
Right. Oh, man.
That's speed limit, right? So basically 3 hours.
Rapid transit. We don't need no trains.
God, I saw it.
We got cars.
So if they're figuring that at...
Get in your car and drive fast.
Some 75-year-old guy that won't even be alive when this thing is built is bitching because it's going to cost him a mill, which is like a percentage of a penny on his taxes for this.
Yeah.
That's what those guys do. I love those guys.
It's going to be a public/private.
I'm against stuff that's going to be around when I'm not around.
Venture.
Well, it says it's 248 miles. So if they're going to do it in an hour, you'd be doing about 250 miles an hour.
Whoa.
There'll be no progress when I'm alive.
Can you put your head out the window? Can the dog put the head out the window?
Once?
Yeah. Briefly. Yeah, very briefly.
How about your hand? You do your hand and you do the car thing?
Once.
Do the flying hand thing?
Yeah,
okay,
once.
You go once? Okay. So they have a once window, they call it. There's the window. Put your hand out there once. And your head once.
Or I guess the word once is unnecessary. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. There's not going to be a second time for anything.
No. Is it like
you have another hand, though.
I've seen this video. If I've seen it once, I've seen it 100 times because people have sent it to us.
Yeah.
But it's a topless chick who is leaning out a car window.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then supposedly it happened so fast.
I haven't seen it.
I can't
see
it.
Does she fall out?
Well, no. I think her head
hits. Worse than that.
Her head hits a mailbox.
Oh, is she dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she?
Is it real? Is that real?
Yeah.
That actually happened.
I think so, yes.
And it's the video. They show a video?
Oh, yeah.
Why do I want to see that?
I don't know. I don't know that they show her. I forget if they show her getting her head lopped off.
Yeah, I don't actually see.
Oh, does your head just go?
The decapitation, but that's supposedly the story.
That's what we used to do. Instead of the baseball bats, we'd hung our heads out and hit mailboxes. me and the boys in high school. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So
it hurt like a sunbag.
One night we were out doing that.
That's because guys from Mechanicsburg have large heads.
Yes, they do.
Maybe that's
why.
Well,
I did a lot.
Russian chicks. When they try that,
we evolved into big heads.
They get decapitated.
That's Brad Michaels. He used to do it too.
But
man.
The boys from Mechanicsburg, their head actually takes out the mailbox.
Brett remembers that.
See, they're amazing.
Remember the time we stuck our heads out the windows and hit mailboxes? Yeah, it's a Mechanicsburg thing. Apparently, nobody else does that. Idiots.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.